All right, by Verizon time, it's 5:30. It's time to start the September meeting of the Canyon County Commission. Call this meeting to order. If you would rise, please. I'll ask Commissioner Ashley if she'd say a prayer, please.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day, and we thank you for every blessing that you give us, Lord. We just ask you, Lord, to be with us tonight as we start a new commission and start a new four-year term. We just pray that you would guide each one of us in our decisions that we make, and that we make it for the good of thee and for the citizens of Canyon County. In Jesus' name we ask you all things. Amen.
Amen. Commissioner Logan, if you would, ladies and gentlemen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That brings us to number four. Lena, would you call the roll, please?
Nathan Lena.
Present.
Nathan Sanders.
Present.
Karen
Ashton. Here.
Chris Singleton.
Here.
Curtis George.
Here.
Eddie Mayer.
Here.
Brent Brandon.
Here.
Randy Cannon.
Here.
Crystal Alexander.
Here.
Connie Burnett.
He is on the way. Next, number five, election of chairman. Do I have any nominations?
I'll nominate Greg Mitchell.
Got one nomination, Greg Mitchell.
I'll second Mitchell. That nomination.
You don't have to second.
Don't have to second it.
It's not. Any more nominations?
I move we close nominations and put it to a vote.
Got a motion to close nominations. And that's second on that, did we have one?
Mr. Gannon.
Got a second. Call roll, please. Greg Mitchell.
Nomination?
Yeah. Greg Mitchell being chairman.
Nathan Lena.
Yes.
Nathan Sanders.
Yes.
Karen Ashford.
Yes.
Chris Singleton.
Yes.
Curtis George.
Yes.
Eddie Mayer.
Yes.
Brent Brandon.
Yes.
Randy Gannon.
Yes.
Crystal Alexander.
Yes.
Connie Burnett.
Motion passed. Thank y'all so much for having that confidence in me. I appreciate it so much. And brings us to number six, election of chairman pro tem. I'll entertain nominees for.
Now nominate Mr. Nathan Lena.
Got a nomination of Nathan Lena. Any more? Any more nominations?
Make a motion, nomination cease.
Got a motion, nomination cease. Second.
Second.
Second. Call the roll, please.
Nathan Lena.
Abstain. Yes.
Nathan Sanders.
Yes.
Yeah.
Karen Ashford.
Yes.
Chris Singleton.
Yes.
Curtis George.
Yes.
Eddie Mayer.
Yes.
Brent Brandon.
Yes.
Randy Gannon.
Yes.
Crystal Alexander.
Yes.
And Tony Burnett.
Thank you all.
Good deal. Passed. I want to welcome everyone here tonight. I want to tell you I'm looking forward to this commission, looking forward to my job, and it's been quite a busy day today for the first day, and, but I like it and I appreciate it. And I appreciate y'all. And I look for us to do good things for this county. And I know we will. And we want to welcome all of our new commissioners to the table. Welcome to you. And it's a lot of times it seems like a thankless job. But it's not. It has to be done. And thank you for stepping up and doing it. Thank you so much. Brings us to number seven, and I have some things on number seven, which is approved change agenda. Down on number 11, public hearing, Public hearing was to amend the Cannon County zoning resolution, such amendment to include provisions of issuing temporary use permits and discontinuance of nonconformance. And I think you have those in your packet, but what we have is, and me and the land use administrator, Mr. Dave Robson, concurred this morning about it. What happened was is the Cougar didn't put it in the paper. It got to them, my understanding.
Apparently something happened.
Something happened. Whatever. Something happened. It didn't get in the Cougar. It was put into Tennessee. And legally, I guess we could have held a public hearing. But ethically, I don't think so. I got a saying, not everything that's legal is ethical. And we concurred that we were going to withdraw this public hearing until it's advertised in the Cougar, where everybody will know, and they can come to the public hearing. I'd like to withdraw that, and that also means withdrawing number 12 to approve a proposed amendment to the Cannon County zoning resolution. That will be stricken. Number 16, tire fee discussion. And I don't think we've ever had this many changes on an agenda, but I can see why. It's the start of a new commission and everything, and a new county executive. Tire fee discussion, we talked about it, me and Diane talked about it today, and we think it's going to work the way we've got it going. So we brought it forward because we didn't think it was, but I believe it's going to work out. So we're fine there. The next one is discussion, number 19, discussion, vote deeding top portion of the convenience center to the town of Woodbury. It was brought up and a special call meeting was asked for, but it failed because not enough request from the old commission. And to deed this, put it on the agenda to deed it to Woodbury for $1. Well, I've been in contact today with the mayor of Woodbury and with Shane Gannon and those two, and they're not interested in it. So if they're not interested in it, I don't see we can make them take it. So that will be number 19. I would like to take off also. If they wanted it, it'd be a different story, and we could talk about it. But they don't want it, so ain't no use talking about it. And that's all I have under change agenda.
What about resolution 2022-21A?
The fire trucks.
Yes, I'm sorry. Thank you.
2021-3.
Thank you. Thank you, Randy. It's under old business. If you remember on the last agenda, we had the surplus fire truck.
Okay.
I'd like to put it under old business. I'm sorry.
And that water resolution can go under number 17.
The water resolution will be under 17. Under TDEC Water Project Update is a resolution. We passed a resolution about the water, but we failed to put the city's part of the money in the resolution. But the TAUD wants that put in the resolution also, along with our money in the resolution. Everybody clear on that?
Clear as mud.
Clear as mud.
And this 2021-3 with the ambulance authority.
That's nothing, Randy. That's just a resolution that I handed out to everybody.
Okay.
That we passed back in 21.
Okay.
Thank you, Commissioner Gann. I appreciate that.
Make a motion. We approve the agenda less item 11, 12, 16, and 19.
I'll second that motion.
We got a resolution to approve the agenda with the changes, removing 11, 12, 16, and 19. We got a second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
All opposed.
What about the additions?
The the addition, what stays on there, but do we need to?
I move that we add.
We will.
I move that we add the surplus to the agenda for the surplus fire truck, and that we add the water project amendment to number 17 on the agenda.
I'll second.
Any discussion? All in favor, aye?
Aye.
All opposed? Brings us to number 8, consent agenda. Approved meeting minutes, August 11th, 2022. And approved notaries, our notaries being Wendy Bowman and Marty J. Harris.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda, both items.
Got a motion to approve the consent agenda, both items. Do I have a second?
I second.
I've got a second. Chris Alexander. All in favor, aye?
Aye.
All opposed? Brings us to number 9, public comment period concerning agenda items. I'll start it over here. Over here. About over here in the middle. Over here. All right. We'll close the public comment period. Which brings us to number 10, old business, tabled items. He's not here yet, is he?
I make a motion to suspend the rules.
Okay.
And place the surplus to, we'll say, number 20.
Okay.
To give Mr. Underhill time to get here.
I'll second.
Got a motion to suspend rules, move number 10 to number 20. Got a second. All in favor, aye?
Aye.
All opposed? Which brings us to request to change ambulance collections agency. Who's the lead on that?
Mr. Justin Harris.
Mr. Justin Harris. Chair recognizes Mr. Harris.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to say first and foremost, congratulations to everybody at the table on a successful election, the commissioners as well as the county executive. Congratulations on
Thanks,
that.
Thanks, sir.
I wanted to come before the commission tonight on a request to change our collections agency that once our billing company has a default in payments that's not being made, it turns over to a collection agency like a typical healthcare setting would do. And we've been through, this is our second, to my knowledge, this is our second agency that we've been through. And over the past year, I've been just back up a little bit, give you a little history. I've been director of EMS since July 1st of 2021. So we've had a little over a year now to see the changes and see how everything works, the ins and outs of it. And one of the things that's really concerned me is our collections agency. I've actually only been able to talk to somebody from this agency two times in my entire tenure since I've been here. Very poor communications. They're difficult to communicate by email, by phone. I'll get a response back, but it's usually irrelevant to the questions or comments that I made in the actual emails. I wasn't receiving monthly reports as far as what accounts they was being turned over to them and how much they were collecting on those accounts, the percentages. And once I did finally get a report on there, I had to request those reports from there on out, and every time I received a report, it was in a different format, so it got kind of difficult to decipher these reports and say, this is what's going on, and that kind of concerns me is why the format kept changing. And the biggest thing is I'm just unsure of the job that they're doing. When they make collections, they'll send me something in the mail with a check, and it'll state the patient accounts that they did it under. As far as knowing how much is left on those accounts and where they're at, they attempt to collect for us for up to 6 years. And that's a little bit lengthy in my opinion, but I'm not in the collection agency business, so maybe that's a typical industry standard. But with that being said, I have been in contact and kind of shopping around, looking at different collection agencies. Some might, you know, see if we could do it any cheaper, any better, and some that's more of an agency that's got a better reputation at, you know, just being good at the business. A company I found was Nationwide Recovery Services. They go by NRS. I actually met in my office with the Vice President of Operations from NRS. He come down, I think, from Northern Kentucky and met with me, presented everything about his company and some of the things that, just to highlight some of the things that was impressive with his over other agencies we looked at, is when they get a new client, like, such as Cannon County EMS, they assign an actual team of 14 people to that client. So if you need to get in touch with them or have questions, or they have questions, they know who to call and you know who to call there, and you get 14 different options of whether or not they're there, and they guarantee you at least one of those 14 people will be available when you call. That was a big thing. They actually have a portal that they give to their clients that where you can go online, access it. You can see all patient accounts that's been turned over to them, monies they've collected on those accounts, percentages, and so forth. Any reports, they do email me directly, reports, but those reports on a monthly basis get put on that portal, so they're accessible and they remain on there all the way back to the start of your business with them, so you can go back and reference and compare month to month once you've been in it with a little while for them. They do very good detailed monthly reports. He brought me a couple examples of what their reports look like, their bar and graph type reports, and very, very detailed as far as money is concerned and breaks it down. The patient accounts, where our current one is at 6 years, their accounts is down to 4. So that's a little bit lower. I'm not sure if that's an industry standard or what the case may be, but it is a little bit lower. He said all their reports will always be in the same format, so there will be no changes. So every report you get is going to look the same. You know where to go to look for the information you need. They do provide the reports on a monthly and annual basis. They give you a detailed report at the end of every year, just that you know what they did for you this year, how much they collected and returned to the county. When talking about percentage rates, of course, they got to make money off the situation as well. So our current ones are 25 and 33%. Wakefield, if no attorney is needed for the collections, it's 25% on their part as far as their fee goes. If it involves an attorney, it's 33%. Well, with NRS, the new agency, the 25% with no attorney would drop to 20%. And the 33% would drop to 25%. So that's a decrease in 5% on the first and 8% on the second. So it's a cheaper agency to go to. With some of the larger business accounts that the NRS does right now, currently does, because I wanted kind of a reference list of, you know, what accounts are you doing? They do a lot of hospitals. They do a lot of ambulance services. They do some non-health, but 90% of their stuff is healthcare related. Some of their bigger names they do the entire Grady Health System in Georgia. That includes Grady EMS, which serves the city of Atlanta. Atlanta has, I want to say, 4 Grady hospitals that serve the city of Atlanta and the citizens that live there. So they do several. They do North Georgia Healthcare System. That's a hospital-based system that owns hospital chains. So they do a lot of big accounts. And I figure if they can handle these big cities, they can handle little old Cannon County. But I was really impressed with the presentation that he was able to come and give to me, and I just think this would be a better company and a better fit, so that way we could have knowledge of what this company is actually doing for us, and instead of poor communications and no understanding of what's going on the agency side.
That motion.
Can I add something real quick?
Yeah.
This was, Justin brought this to the Ambulance Authority on the June of 22 agenda. And the Ambulance Authority passed it to send to the Commission for approval.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
Make a motion on Mr. Harris's recommendation that we change the ambulance collection agency from Wakefield to NRS.
I'll second.
Got a motion to Mr. Harris' recommendation to change from Wakefield to NRS. Got a duly seconded by Commissioner Singleton.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir. Any discussion?
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
We're going from 6 years to 4 years. We're going to eat 2 years of collections.
Yes, sir.
Do you know how much that's going to come out to financially?
I do not, and that's a great question for them. Without having a definitive answer, I don't want to, anticipate or, guess what it is. But one of the issues that I personally, in my opinion, had with the 6 years is, if we send them, the way our billing company works, they bill out to the patient for 90 days. If there's no payments made, they can't get a hold of that patient, that's when it's turned over to collections. Now, if they make payments and stuff to the billing company, obviously the billing company's going to keep going forward with that. But the understanding of having an account today that may not get the first payment for 6 years, but if they pay at the end of that 6 years, it's going to keep going past 6 years, obviously, because they're paying. And I would see it as very difficult to manage those accounts to see, to understand, this account's been paid, but how long has it been outstanding? And it kind of helps offset the finances of understanding of how much our income and revenues are.
Next question. Do we have a current contract with Wakefield?
We did have. It expired April 4th. I'm glad you asked that. It expired April 4th of 2022. I did consult with County Attorney Mr. Fagan about that, and he had a copy of the contract to make sure that we were under no obligations to that.
Okay.
The good thing with mentioning contracts is this new agency, there is no contract period whatsoever. We can leave. If we don't like their services, then we can leave at any given time. And their quote behind that was they don't do contracts because they know their service is good enough that you're not going to want to go anywhere.
Those are my questions. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Anyone else?
Have you talked to anyone who has used this NRS?
I did. I spoke very briefly with Bradley County, Tennessee. They use NRS, and they didn't really state a lot. They said ever since they've been using them, they've had no issues, and they have a full understanding of what's going on, even behind the scenes, as far as collections go. And they had 100%. Nothing, everything good to say about them.
So they do service small counties?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They serve small counties to large healthcare systems. They're a nationwide company.
Anyone else?
Chairman, point of order.
Yes, sir. Mr. Fagan.
Mr. Harrison, when we spoke, I had encouraged you to notify Wakefield.
Yes, sir. I have not notified Wakefield. I was pending this meeting before to notify them. It says in the contract that's expired that a 30-day notice must be given. I did fully intend to, if this body sought to change that we would still honor that 30-day notice and that's in the contract.
So you're not going to do this for 30 days from the notification?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, don't do anything to put us in breach of contract.
Yeah.
Okay, fair. Anyone else?
Can we move to close discussion and call for a vote?
We got a motion and a second.
Who seconded the motion?
Chris. No. Yeah, Chris.
Yeah.
Randy made the motion.
All right. Call roll, please.
Nathan Luna.
Yes.
Nathan Sanders.
Yes.
Karen Ashford.
Yes.
Chris Singleton.
Yes.
Curtis George.
Yeah.
Eddie Mears.
Yes.
Brent Brandon.
Yes.
Randy Gannon.
Yes.
Crystal Alexander.
Yes.
Tony Burnett.
Yes.
Motion passes. Thank you, Director Harris.
Thank you.
For coming. Appreciate you doing the work. Which brings us to wheel number 14 on the old one, wheel tax discussion. And I'm going to hand that over to Commissioner Cannon.
All right, let me see if I can do this any justice with. Apparently on this $40 wheel tax, when it was passed in 1999, it was passed under the presumption that all the additions and stuff to these grammar school, high school, everything, when it was paid off, this $40 would go off. Somehow, in the language or something, it's been construed that it's as long as there is school debt. Mr. Fagan, which one is it? is it school as long as you're school debt? Or at the end of it, it's paid off? It stops.
I'd like to preface this by saying I was not the county attorney that wrote that language.
I know.
I was not the county attorney that wrote the follow-up language that tried to correct it. Neither the original language nor the follow-up language was specified to any real extent that what you said was the case. And I even went back and looked through minutes and of all of this, and there was never, although that may have been an understanding, there's nothing that was stated to that effect. So how it was written was, until all indebtedness is paid. As long as there is indebtedness by the school system for any capital project, then the wheel tax continues under that language.
So in perpetuity, essentially. It'll be on forever. Because there will always be school debt.
It'll always be debt.
Are there any, I'm sorry, Diane, are there anything, school debt at this time?
The only one is the 1999 loan.
The loan is what we're discussing right now. That's it. I know the additions and stuff that they're doing, that's paid for, been paid, going to be paid for by the BOE.
Right, out of the general purpose.
And this loan will be paid off in what, 2026? What month in 2026?
May.
May or June of 2026. So right now, with no school debt, we're only obliged to pay this note up until May of 2026. It's my understanding. Okay.
And that's also a rub. I'm sorry, I don't want to frustrate it. But it says school indebtedness, so it could include DOE indebtedness
as
well.
Yeah. He's right. Yeah. So, that's why I said it's in perpetuity. It's forever until there's clarification.
And I don't want to frustrate you. I'm just, that's how it was written.
All right. So in May of 2026, somebody can make, when this is paid off, does someone need to make a motion that this $40 wheel tax ends?
Well, you can't make a motion tonight because it's only...
Not tonight. Okay. May of 2026.
Is this not, I mean, if it was voted on by the people of the county, do they not have to be put back on referendum?
That's the other issue, is that this body cannot amend what the original ballot was. You have to put it back on the ballot to amend it.
Yeah, we had to do a referendum.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Would it be appropriate language to put in a referendum if we were to choose to put in a referendum that the $40 wheel tax expires upon payment of the 1999 loan? Would that be more specific?
I tried to make it as specific as possible.
Right.
And it ended up being very confusing to the commission.
We have a new one now.
Not confusing to the commission, but the commission recognized that it could quite possibly be very confusing to the voters.
Yeah.
Once it got put on the ballot. The problem is that we would have to specify what debt was incurred in that. Or we could say all debt incurred in 1999, if that covered what that loan was for, what those capital outlay projects were for. And if it was all covered in 1999, I'm sure that's language that if it was put on the ballot, if the voters voted for that, that would solve the issue. But we did check, I did check with Matt Tepley and the attorneys at the state for the state election commission. And they were all in agreement that it would have to go back as a ballot referendum to amend.
And that would be in the general election, right? In the next one is what? 2026?
That's...
Yes.
It can't be an off election like 2020. In 2 years, there's an election.
Presidential election.
If that, you could do a special election for that. It would typically, what we do is we tag on to federal or state elections because those are paid for by the federal. Otherwise,
we have to pay for it.
County would have to pay for that election.
So if we did it on the presidential election
in 24,
it would be paid for by the state or the feds.
By the feds, yeah.
By the feds, it's a presidential election.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. 2024?
Is a presidential election, so if we put it on that ballot, the feds are going to pay for it. If we put it on the ballot on a local election, we have to pay to have it on the ballot, the county would. But if we put it on the presidential election 2024, it's a federal election, the feds would pay for it.
Any federal election, including the federal primary? So it'd be February, conceivably, if we don't move that primary date, that would be in February.
24. Yeah.
But as you know, those federal primaries move around.
Do you have anything written up already that would meet the criteria?
I did produce a resolution for the commission.
I remember that.
It did not include what Mr. Luna had suggested as any indebtedness, all indebtedness incurred in the year 1999.
Let me preface that. Diane, do we have any other indebtedness from 99?
Not everything that we paid off, but anything else that we paid. But it was all under one loan, if I remember right.
So. One loan for the school and the additions, right?
Yeah, because we
built so if. I guess this is where I'm lost. If there's no debt, does that not mean that it goes away?
Well, if there's any debt incurred, as it's written now, if there's any debt incurred by the BOE or the county related to schools, it continues. But, and that's any debt incurred between now and 2026. And you have consolidation going on, you have capital outlay projects occurring.
They can't go into debt without this body's approval. So this body would know of any future debt and be able to take that into consideration.
I agree, but you're always going to have, and you and I both know, something happened that you're going to have to buy $100,000, $200,000 piece of equipment or even more, without a school year prior to a school year.
And help me out here, but we appropriate the funds for the school board, but if they have to use, but they can use those funds for whatever they like at that point, correct? Mm-hmm. And they can put something on a note?
No.
They can't?
Legally, no.
Okay.
They have to have our approval to put it on a note.
Okay, good.
Is my understanding.
Unless that's changed.
Right. Well, we must go through this body.
Chair recognizes Commissioner Ashford.
I know this is down the road, but they are talking about building another school, a middle school. If we do away with the wheel tax sticker, then that means it's going to the property owners to pay for it because this wheel tax will never be put back on. I'm pretty sure of that.
I'm sorry.
Up there.
Good. Again.
I agree. But this was, again, it may not be in writing anywhere, but I remember I voted for it. It is not up to us to decide, well, we need to keep this $40 wheel tax for the schools. The $40 is going to go for it's running its course to pay off those loans on what was built. If they want to build something else, it's up to, my opinion only, it's up to the BOE then. to do whatever they have to do with the citizens, and I'll just vote on that again to keep it on or more. They may need more, but that's strictly my opinion. Say that $40 is not enough, and you keep it on there, you think they're going to get any more?
They're not going to get any more, but they won't get it back either. So.
Well, it's up to them to solicit the public, not us, at that time. That's my opinion.
I understand what you're saying, but my opinion is I feel like the wheel tax is more fair than the property tax owners having to pay the whole burden. That's just my opinion.
When all else fails, this commission can levy the wheel tax. Am I correct?
That's correct.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
So,
Commissioner Sand.
I've looked at a lot, and I may have missed it, I apologize. So what, the note is to be paid in 24?
2026.
Okay. So, What has brought this to discussion now? I mean, I'm not saying necessarily wait till the very last minute, but...
As chairman, I believe I can answer that for you. I think the old commission wanted it, was the ones that directed it to put it on the September agenda for the next commission to look at. Is that not correct?
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
Okay, so did that stem from the BOE or...
Just simply.
The prior commission.
Yes.
Just the prior commission just thought this had confusion and needed to be clarified.
The prior commission... the consensus was prior commission that it was the consensus of the commission, the majority was that it wasn't their place to make that decision, that decision was going to fall on this board.
I guess I'm looking at it.
Am I, is that right?
Mm-hmm. And I understand that. I guess I'm looking at it a couple different ways because we've got a couple of elections that we can decide to put it on.
Uh-huh.
We've got. Well, that in itself, and then to Ms. Ashford's point, you know, the people, you know, may, once they get over their feelings and things right now and things, the dust settles, that would clarify a little bit too. But if the note's not going to be paid until 26, a lot of factors will be in play between now and then.
And there's no way to put it on a referendum unless you call a special call election till 24.
And I would hate to see us incur that cost.
Anybody else?
No, sir.
All right. Since there's no vote here, we'll move on.
But I just wanted all y'all to be aware.
Thank you, Commissioner Gann. Next on the agenda is 15 Sheriff's Department gun sale. You gonna take that?
I guess I will. We've got a bunch of weapons that we're fixing to sell October 15th. They're all awarded to us through the courts. I would venture to say that 60 to 70% of those are drug seizures, so they'll wind up going back to the drug fund. But the remaining of the weapons, we would like to see if y'all would allow us to have the money back for those to upgrade our weapons that we have now. Don't know what that amount's going to be. I don't have a clue how much it would be.
October 15th.
And I would assume if they agreed to that, we'd have to come back for an amendment. So at that point, there would be a better number that would be known.
Can't we, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Can't we earmark the funds from the sale, and then you guys get back to us with estimates as far as how much it's going to cost to upgrade the fund, the guns?
We do that.
Mr. Chairman, isn't that what happened on the last gun sale? The funds went back to the sheriff's
department. I believe it did. Uh-huh. I think it did.
Why can't we do it?
Commissioner Jones.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Make that motion?
You make a motion for the proceeds to go back to the Sheriff's Department.
Kenny County Sheriff's Department.
No, second.
I got a second over here. Any discussion? The motion was to. For the gun sale proceeds to be put back into the sheriff's department budget.
Who made the motion?
Brandon. I'm sorry, I thought you did.
Robert Brandon.
Singleton, second.
The Honorable Robert Brandon.
Any discussion? Call her up.
Nathan Lehman.
Yes.
Nathan Sanders.
Yes.
Karen Ashford.
Yes.
Chris Singleton.
Yes.
Curtis George.
Yes.
Eddie Mann.
Yes.
Brandon.
Yes.
Brent Gannon.
Yes.
Crystal Alexander.
Yes.
Tony Burnett.
Yes.
Motion passes. Brings us to 17. TDEC Water Project Update Resolution. And the resolution is that we did not add the city's portion. And the other resolution.
Motion to approve resolution 2022-21A, amended.
Second.
Motion to approve and second it. Any discussion? Call roll, please.
Nathan Lehman.
Yes.
Nathan Sanders.
Yes.
Karen Ashford.
Yes.
Chris Singleton.
Yes.
Curtis George.
Yes.
Eddie Mayer.
Yes.
Brent Brandon.
Yes.
Randy Bennett.
Yes.
Crystal Ellington.
Yes.
Tony Jordan.
Yes.
Good deal, motion passed. 18, approved title, 6 policy. Did you get a copy of this? And Diane, you?
Well, I was just going to say, before what we had was just, this policy was on like separate documents. So this is basically combining it into one document. And y'all have never approved it before, so having the commission approve it. Because when we apply for like federal grants, we have to give them a copy of it. So I'm just kind of making it look more professional is really what I'm doing here, so.
I move that we approve the Title VI policy as presented.
Second.
I got a motion to approve Title VI policy as presented and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Which brings us down to, I believe, I think we, can we get him in? Mr. Michael Hunter here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, we moved that down to 20 and bumped you out. That's wrong, man. If you would, discussion, vote. Wait a minute. Here we go. The fire trucks, surplus fire truck. I'd asked Cannon County Fire Chief Michael Underhill. I'll turn it over to you, sir.
Okay. I don't know if y'all know about, we were fortunate enough to get some money to buy 2 fire trucks. But what happened, Neil reached out to a private foundation and got us another $100,000, so we were able to buy 4 fire trucks.
Ain't that good?
So, but what we're coming to you now, it's kind of like the sheriff's department, we have to have y'all approval to sell the old trucks. And what we're asking for is there's 2 of them trucks that the county, the 2 departments went out and got on their own, either paid for their fundraising money or whatever. One of them is Midway, but what we're asking is since they paid for that truck, gave $20,000 for that truck, don't know if they can get that much money out of it, but we asked if we're going to take that truck out of service because it's not even running now. We're going to try to get it running before we can get it back to them. Or if we sell it, I mean, it'd be sold as is, but that's just a way to, and he'll be took off the fire department's dime, you know, his nickel and dime is for death.
Mm-hmm.
And since they bought it, we just asked for y'all approval to give them trucks that the county, that them departments went out and got on their own back to them and absorb some of the money that they had already paid out of their own pocket. The other 2 is the old 860 truck at Moortown, which has a blown motor, and the west side truck is, can't find brakes for, heater cores out of it, so we replaced that truck too. So I guess the biggest thing is being county surplus, we got to get y'all's approval to sell. We can do that 2 ways, put it in paper and bid them out, or put them on gov deals. The trucks really ain't worth even putting on gov deals, they ain't in that bad shape. We hope put them in the paper and sell them, and they ain't going to bring that much.
Michael, 1 truck was Short Mountains, right?
Yes.
And 1 was Moortown. That's the 2 that y'all bought.
Yeah. And the other truck that was Midway truck. That
and the west side truck, they took Gasaway's old truck.
That was $49,000 of county's taxpayer money, yes.
But they took Gasaway's, the 1 we just took out of service and give them.
That went to west side and took the old yellow truck that's in bad shape. It ain't going to bring a whole lot. It's about ready to go junkyard. So there ain't going to be a lot of money, but what we're going to do with this money, what we get with when we sell them, is take that money and buy some equipment that we need that we didn't get on the newer trucks up there. We just got the fire accessories. You know, so.
I move that we approve the sale of these trucks and that the surplus go back to the fire department as recommended by the fire chief and the fire board.
I got a second by Commissioner Alexander. Any discussion?
Do we have to have a second motion to give the sale of the other 2 trucks back to the departments that bought their own trucks? Because those 2 would need to go back to those departments, and the rest would need to go back to the fire department's budget.
Is that?
Yeah, that, it's different. It's two different things, yeah.
I amend my motion to add that.
So I'll make a motion to the sale of.
Let's see, we got a motion.
Midway's truck and.
Short Mountain's
truck, the sale of those two trucks to go back to those departments.
Hang on with that motion because we already got one on the floor.
Okay.
And what do you want to do?
I'll withdraw and we'll go with Mr. Singleton. He knows what he's doing.
He withdrew.
Motion seconded?
It was seconded right here.
Unfortunately, a motion that is seconded must be withdrawn by the body, not the sponsor.
Well.
If it's a motion to withdraw and then.
Make a motion to withdraw Mr. Luna's motion.
Got a motion withdrawal and second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Now, sir, go ahead.
Okay. I'll make a motion that the sale of Short Mountain's truck and West Side's truck.
Midway's truck.
Midway and Short Mountain's truck go back to those respective departments. The sale of the other three trucks go back to the fire department.
Two trucks.
Go back to the fire department for use of new equipment.
I second that motion.
I can't say all that, but I get the gist of it. And I got a second. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Nathan Luna.
Yes.
Nathan Sanders.
Yes.
Karen Ashford.
Yes.
Bruce Singleton.
Yes.
Curtis Short.
Yeah.
Eddie Mears.
Yes.
Brent Brandon.
Yes.
Randy
Ennis. Yes.
Crystal Alexander.
Yes.
Tony Burnett.
Yes.
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 That cleaned it up.
Any more questions?
That's it.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it, Mike. Now, he brings us to Diane, Finance Department.
So I guess you all have a chance to look at the budget amendments. We have one for the county general and two for Stewart. Got any questions?
Got a motion?
The EMA and the Homeland Security grant, those were already approved, but you know how the supply chain issues are now. We didn't get the equipment. So that's why we're having to approve those again to put in this year's budget.
Motion to approve resolution BA22/23-2, County General Fund.
Got a motion to approve resolution BA22/23-2. Do I have a second?
Second.
Got a second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
All opposed.
And then the school board has seat number one and number two. Of course, Douglas has an explanation under each of those, but if you have questions. The summer camps is a grant, and the second, number two is also a grant.
Hold on.
Just for the end of summer camp, they've got a chance for what they need to draw in.
Right, they have to, they have to account for it in the general fund. They have to reimburse food service, so they have to put it in the general fund. You got it.
Just here, right?
That one.
I move to approve resolution BOE 2223, number one.
Second.
Got a motion to approve resolution BOE 22/23, number one. Do I have a second then?
Yes, sir.
Commissioner Gannon. Any discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
All opposed.
And number two.
Brings us to BOE 22/23-2.
Where they just receive money, correct, for a living teacher's staff.
Right.
Grant.
It's a grant.
Or grant, whatever. Make a motion to approve resolution BOE 22/23, number two.
Got a motion to approve BOE 22/23, number two. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
I've got a second. Any discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Okay, so financial update. Every month, the trustee's office sends us reports for all the revenue that's come in. Y'all know all that. And then I prepared, we entered it in our software, I prepared a report to give to you guys. But since today is the very first day of the month, there's no way they can have it done that fast. It usually takes 2 or 3 days. So I'll have to email those to y'all next week. But I do have a trial balance that y'all can... And that just shows you what is the, what the balance is in each one of the funds as of today. So, Tony, we're just leaving you out. So, but like I said, I'll get you'll have an expenditure and a revenue report in a few days. Also. We are going to have a workshop, like an orientation for the new commissioners on September 20th. And were you old ones too?
Who's old?
I'm not old.
Yeah, you are.
Please put that in the minutes. That Robert Brandon is old.
So what my question is, we haven't determined the time yet. Can any of you be there by 4:30? If you can't.
No.
Okay.
I'm out of town.
You're out of town? Okay.
What night is that on?
Tuesday. So what about 5:30? Can you make it by
5:30?
Okay. So it'll be over at the finance office in the, you know, meeting room over
September
there. September 20th? September 20th. And I'll send y'all an email as soon as you fill out this blue piece of paper to give me your email address. We are going to set you all up a .gov email address, but we'll have to give you that.
Already filled Brent's.
That's the meeting. Nathan, he's already done his.
Did you say something?
Robert B. Robbie B.
Robbie B.
And this.
Yeah.
You can take that with you and bring it back to him. Well, no, actually, I've had it by the
same time. Good.
That's
where
the table
is. My social security number.
I gave you a passport.
The blue sheet I need back tonight. And that is... Anything else? Let me make sure. That's all I have.
Is that it? Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. I just want to say that I appreciate this new... the new commissioners. That's really being tried by fire. It is when the first day you take over, you have a commission meeting. I don't think that usually happens unless you're appointed to the commission, and you have to do it that night. But I appreciate y'all. I appreciate every one of you. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion to adjourn. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
All